I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea fired two suspected ballistic missiles into the sea on Monday and its fourth weapons launch this month. That's according to South Korea's military, with an apparent goal of demonstrating its military might amid paused diplomacy with the United States and pandemic border closures. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said that North Korea likely fired two short-range ballistic missiles from an area in the location of Pyongyang's international airport. The missiles were launched 4 minutes apart Monday morning and flew around 380 kilometers on a maximum altitude of 42 kilometers before landing in waters off the country's northeastern coast. The U.S. Indo-Pacific Command said the missiles did not pose an immediate threat to the U.S. personnel or territory or to its allies, but they did highlight the destabilizing impact of the North's illicit weapons programs, as it puts it. Japan's defense minister said that the missiles landed outside the economic zone, and the chief cabinet secretary condemned North Korea's actions as threats to peace. U.S. President Joe Biden will meet virtually with the Prime Minister Kishida Fumio of Japan on Friday. The meeting comes as the Omicron variant of the coronavirus continues to surge. The White House said Sunday that the meeting will take place to highlight the strength of the U.S. alliance. The allies are looking to deepen ties in the face of China's growing economic and military clout. This is VOA News. New Zealand, like Australia, dispatched a surveillance flight on Monday to assess the damage in Tonga, the isolated area from the rest of the world due to the eruption of the underwater volcano that triggered a tsunami and blanketed the Pacific island with ash. A New Zealand Hercules C-130 would perform drops of essentials after the requirements are assessed, and the Navy will also be deployed very quickly. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern told this during a news conference in Auckland. An underwater volcano off Tonga erupted on Saturday, triggering a tsunami on the shores of Tonga and cutting off phone and internet lines for the entire island. There are no official reports of injuries or deaths as yet, but communications are still limited and outlying coastal areas remain cut off. Beijing's first reported case of Omicron variant has prompted stepped-up measures in the nation's capital just weeks before it hosts the Winter Olympic Games. State media has said that following the positive test announced on Saturday, more than 13,000 people and all places on Saturday and may have visited over the previous days have been tested. The infected person lives and works in the city's northwestern district and had no travel history outside of Beijing for the past 2 weeks. No new cases were reported in Beijing on Monday, although the nearby city saw another 80 cases recorded over the previous 24 hours. All transit links between the capital and the city have been severed as the capital considers stronger restrictions. Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne said that she was confident that bilateral relations with Serbia will remain strong despite the deportation of the tennis star Novak Djokovic late on Sunday. Payne reiterated Australia's stance that the rules apply to everyone. Djokovic was deported from Australia on Sunday after losing a bid to stay in the country to defend his Australian Open title despite not being vaccinated against COVID-19. And China's economy grew by 8.1% in 2021, but Beijing faces pressure to shore up activity after an abrupt shutdown in the second half. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.